the day we got born again, we were born into the promised land. You live based on what God has said. You carry it in your spirit. If He has said it, it is true. Your joy, your fulfillment, your mood is independent on happiness. So we don't live based on happiness. We live based on God's will. We live from the inside. Let your heart be established in grace. You are a mobile temple. Prayer is allowed anywhere, anytime. Sito keto, moti kate, rito kopoto keta, zudeke ponde kidede. Christianity is a display of divine as two men on earth. You see, when spiritual hunger gains the ascendancy, gains the dominance over your mind, you don't even see anything as sacrifice.
So as you grow spiritually, you generate a potential difference. And that potential difference will bring to you the monies you need. It will bring to you the people you need. It will bring to you the necessary materials you need to fulfill your God-given calling on the earth.
Amen. We said we are waiting to start. Start so big, you may die frustrated. Whatever the dream is, whatever the vision is, there's always a starting point. Amen? And that is very important. A lot of people don't understand that. If you read the story of most global companies that we celebrate today, they started small. At least the seed form of those major economic and financial institutions and industries started small. Some started from the garage. Some started with $200. Some ran home office in their bedrooms. Some started from the dome, man, the dormitories, and they had to relocate from there. So you have to start from somewhere. And that's a word for someone. That's a word for someone. Start from somewhere. Start from somewhere. And don't be ashamed of starting small. Actually, God's way of doing things is to start big things small. Never forget that. You can write it down. That God's way of doing things is to start big things small. Humans are over 7 billion today on the earth. Is that right? How many people did God start with? Actually, one person. He created Adam. He saw that, okay, for what we need, let's do it this way. He brought Eve. And the human race started with a couple. And now we're talking about over 7 billion people minus those that are dead. You know, a lot of people have died since that time. Probably over 7 billion too. Are you aware? People have been dying. But you see, that's big things, small. And never be a bicycle shop. Amen. And let's flip it to context. I didn't intend to start with this, but this is a relationship and family life seminar. Amen. That means those that are married, you will get something. Those that are single, you will get something. It covers relationship and family life. Don't be ashamed to start small. Very important. Don't be ashamed to start small. What I mean is, once you have a steady income, you have a vision for your life, you are matured emotionally and psychologically and biologically, go ahead and get married. You may not have everything. Are you following me? Did you hear what I just said? And let it be part of your story and build your life together. Amen. Build your life together. You can start from two rooms. Okay. Or one room, amen, but not your father's house and not your mother's house. Yeah. A man of God proposed to a lady he loved so much, and she told him that she loved him. So on this fateful day, he came and proposed. So, will you marry me? She said, no. He said, but I thought you said you loved me. He said, yeah, I loved you. Where are we going to stay? He said, your mama's house? Now the lady asked him, I said, why are we going to stay? Your mama's house? And he said, no, I was thinking about your mama's house because it's bigger. He said, I was thinking about your mama's house because it's bigger. Amen. Creflo and Tafidola. Amen. Glory to God. All right, so you start from somewhere. Don't go to your mama's house. Ogoto Hamamasas. Hallelujah. Start from somewhere. I'm an advocate of marrying early. As a guy, once you cross 25 and you're good, there's nothing wrong getting married. Amen. You can suspend childbearing to stabilize. Amen. And get to know the person you married. You know, most marriages actually get interrupted with early childbirth. That's the truth. Well, it's a choice, but whether you like it or not, you have to catch up later. Is that okay? Once the kids are grown, you have to catch up, getting to know, and let's hope you don't get too busy. Amen. And that's why I advocate. But if you're marrying not too early, you may not have that luxury. Amen. You may not have that luxury. So don't have that luxury. Just start having your babies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So start from somewhere. That's what I'm saying. Start from somewhere. There's vision. There's steady income. There's a place to stay. You're matured. You're not consulting your dad all the time and your mom all the time for what step to take. You're ready. Amen. And start small. Start from where you are. Okay, start from where you are. And ladies, don't be... I've told you what to look for a man. At this level, you should be able to count a guy's star. You understand? You should be able to know a guy that's going somewhere. You understand? Even though he doesn't have anything. Even though he doesn't have a car. Does he have a nice house? Count his star. Amen. And know... See, anybody who loves God, industrious, intelligent, and has used faith to produce any kind of results at any level can make it to the future. Do you understand? And once you get in at the beginning, you have a stake in his future. Amen. There's an unquestionable loyalty he's going to have to you. Are you listening? Then marry a guy who's already a multi-millionaire, has all kinds of cars, all kinds of houses, and he says he loves you, he's nice. But I'm sure you may not get that guy. It's funny, but do you know it's the truth? It's the truth. He was already busy before you married him. So I said, honey, can I have... I don't even know you. And he said, just understand with me, you know, business and all that. Amen. Glory to God. That's wisdom. It's not in the Bible. But as a man who has received commandment of the Lord, I judge. All right, put it up for me. 1 Corinthians 7. You are going to be blessed tonight. You already get blessed. Right? 1 Corinthians 7. Which do we read first? 10 or 23? All right, let's read 23. 1 Corinthians 7, 23. This is, we usually read from here to give a context to our discussion. Okay, so that you understand, for those that are married, this is the rule. For those that are single, this is why we say this. Are you following me? Put it up for me now. Are we together? We're going to have it up, right? Better carry my Bible. All right, 1 Corinthians 7, 23. Sorry, 25. Now concerning virgins, and we have said that virgins there means singles. All right, now concerning singles, I have no commandments of the Lord. Concerning singles, I have no commandments of the Lord. Yet I give my judgment as one that has obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. He says, talking to singles, there are so many gray areas. I have no commandments from the Lord. But I give my judgment as one that has obtained mercy. And I'll say that premaritally, when we address singles, there are really gray areas. For example, in the Bible, it's not written as to when you should get married. He said to all the sisters, when thou art 24, thou shalt be married. Is it in the Bible? He said, and the young man, when thou art 26, thou shalt be married. Is it in the Bible? And the man shall be older than the woman. Is that in the Bible? You understand? So a lot of gray areas. But you see, those that have received mercy can give judgment. Meaning we can bring scriptures from here and there to guide us on this path. Are you following me? Very important. Okay, so we ask questions. Somebody says, okay, it's not in the Bible that this and this. But we can go to the Bible as one that has obtained mercy, amen, and bring judgment. Judgment there means discretion, wisdom, prudence, discretion. All right, wise judgment. So we can bring judgment, and that's why we read that scripture, so that you can know where we're coming from. Is that okay? But the things that are actually in the Bible, even though they are not express commandments, when you look closely, you can pick out and give judgment. Can I get an amen? For example, there's no place in the Bible when it says, thou shalt not smoke cigarettes. And it's been an argument. Somebody said, there's nothing wrong with smoking cigarettes. And I said, there's something wrong with smoking cigarettes. Amen. As one that has obtained mercy, I bring my judgment. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. So there's something wrong with smoking pokey. Amen. All right. Verse 10. Let's go to verse 10. Let's talk to the married. See Paul's view concerning those who are married. We have married people in the house. Amen. If you are married, let me see your hand. Married. 1, 2, 3. Okay, 4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, about 4. Mrs. Ekwedike, did I see your hand? Okay, 5. Hallelujah. All right, look at what it says. Verse 10, please, not 26. Verse 10, to the married. Please, can I have speedy? All right, and also the married, I command. Yet not I, but the Lord. Can you see that? So he has commandments for the married. They are very expressed things to married people, amen, in the Bible. Very, very expressed things. Woman, we will read some of them today. You should submit to the man. Okay, be subject to your own husbands. The Bible is clear. Say, be subject to your own husbands. And here in context, talked about the woman not departing from her husband. And in context, he's talking about unbelieving husband and all that. But their roots is the first part I wanted you to see, that they are express commandments for the married. Amen. Glory to God. Did we get that?
Yes, sir.
Did we get that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are three things I want us to handle today. Number one is essentials for choosing a mate. Number two, communication and conflict resolution in marriage and relationships. Number three, breaking abusive and ungodly relationships. Just write them down. And then we'll take questions. Did you get that? Number one, essentials in choosing a life partner. Number two, communication and conflict resolution in marriage and relationship. That some of you are in relationship and you like to know how to resolve conflict, because the conflict has already started. I am not married yet. And it is God's will. You saw in the dream when you went to the mountain. Amen. That Sister Angelina is the one. Amen. But here, there's conflict. Does it mean it's not God's will? No. All right, so how do we resolve conflict and communication? Then the last part, what did I say? Breaking. I want you to say breaking abusive and ungodly relationships. Amen. Some of us are in that. And it has to break tonight. Amen. It has to break tonight. The power of God will come upon you. That relationship is broken. A guy cannot be abusing you physically, emotionally, and then you are lying to yourself. All right, so we'll deal on. Oh, you're saying, okay, Pastor, I've been thinking on how to break it, but I don't know what to do. You receive wisdom tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, essentials for choosing a life partner. We've spoken along this line before, but I want us to revisit it and add some new stuff. Because, see, new people are joining church. Okay. And again, even the old people that have been around, they say reputation is the law of lasting impression. Some people did not hear the first time we said it. So we have to go over it again. Why? Because it's important. Maybe let me quickly add this at this phase. Why is this important to us? Why do we have this once a month, colors of love, and we deal with relationship and family life issues? Because listen, these things can ruin your life. I assure you. Relationship, marriage has the ability to lift and ability to drop. Meaning, it can cause a person to make progress and at the same time be a stumbling block to a person's progress. If the person doesn't know how to handle it, are you following me? And that's what we're talking about. We've heard it again and again that you see couples are counseling, pre-divorce counseling. They've signed for divorce. And when you have independent sessions with them, both of them confess that they are still in, they still love the other person. And you are wondering, so why are you signing papers for divorce? Complexities, right? All right, so we hope to unravel one of the two things. Amen. One or two things. All right. Choosing essentials and choosing life path. We'll go through it along this line. Mr. Gold and Coach, just come forward now. We'll go through it along this line. The first three things, there are two threes. All right. The first one is three C's. Write it down. Core values, essentials for choosing a life partner. Core values. Please, you don't say I'm married, I've chosen, and I'm not right. Right. If you're married, ideally you're supposed to be a mentor to others. Is that okay? And you need knowledge to mentor people. Is that okay? All right. We said core values, compatibility, and chemistry. Core values, ability, and chemistry. How do you choose? Core values, compatibility, and chemistry. All right, the second line is spiritual considerations, soulish considerations, and physical considerations.
All right, Amos 3:3 and Ecclesiastes 4:9. Amos 3:3, Ecclesiastes 4:9. Put them on for me so I don't have to read. Amen. We'll share deep things tonight. Amen. You can't leave this place and marry the wrong person. It's not possible. Your leg will not even carry you there. Ha! Do you know when I was a teenager, that's when we started praying for life partner. We'll look at our legs and declare, this leg, you'll not carry me to the wrong woman. Ah, serious matter. Did you even know what we're saying? Well, of course. Say, this leg can never carry me to the wrong woman. In the name of Jesus. They say, pray for your life partner. And you say, amen. Hallelujah. And I was led to the right person. Glory to God. I married the right woman. What do you guys know? Are you aware? God's perfect will on the dots. Do you understand? Bull's eye, as in correct like this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Amos 3:3, he said, can two walk together except they be agreed? Can two walk together except they be agreed? That means for two to journey together, there has to be an agreement. There has to be an agreement. And the agreement here in this context is not like, I love you, you love me. That's not the agreement here. Is somebody following me? So I want you to know that. That's not the agreement here. Can two walk together except they be agreed? In this context, the agreement is not, but he loves me and I love him. And we have agreed. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking deeper than that. We're talking deeper than that. All right, next scripture, Ecclesiastes, or Ecclesiastes. Is it two are better than one? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Marriage is a blessing. And I also add again, being single is a blessing. Yes, sir. Because there are a lot of people that have a very wrong perception about being single. It is a blessing to be single and also a blessing to be married. So whichever part of the equation you are blessed. That means if you're single and you don't understand that it's a blessing, you will rush to get married. Especially giving into the pressures we have in the environment. You know, we live in the part of the world where when you hit a particular age, you receive counsel and calls. Is everything all right? Are we good?
Who has come? Okay. You have not brought anybody. Or when you hear there's something I want us to talk about, you already know what is. Glory to God. Please let me say this at this point. Please be convinced in your heart that it's a blessing to be single. And be convinced also that marriage is a choice. Are you listening? Marriage is not compulsory. Marriage is a choice. And you choose to get married when you are ready. And you can be ready at 40. There's nothing wrong with it. If it's consistent what you want to do, I want you to follow me. If it's consistent what you want to do, please follow your heart. Without, because of what I just said now, people who don't understand what I just said now have rushed into marriage wrongly. Please let me emphasize again, it is better to be single than marry wrongly. Let me say it again, it is better to be single than marry wrongly. Are you listening? It is better to be single. And when you begin to force things to happen without God being involved, you produce Ishmael, not Isaac. And Ishmael will always lead to bondage. Ishmael is the child of bondage. And Ishmael will always fight the son of promise. Are you listening? Very important. Don't forget that. We have different timetable with God. Different timetable. Some will marry early, some will marry late. And nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong. Embrace yourself. Embrace your circumstance according to God's will. And enjoy your life. Are you listening? I can't even begin to tell you how much this pressure has destroyed many lives. Scattered many lives. So tell yourself, no rush. Take your time. Walk with God's calendar. And walk in the fullness of God's will for your life. Is that okay? Is that okay? Hope you know you are not crossing to heaven with your husband and your wife. Are you aware? Marriage is for earth. It's in the Bible. Marriage is for where? It's for earth. And it's to enhance your life on the earth. To enhance your assignment on the earth. To prepare you better for eternity. But you are not crossing over with your wife and your children. Amen. What I just said now should give you, should relieve some pressure. Amen. Glory to God. It is a blessing to be single. Don't force things to happen. Don't produce Ishmael. Don't cook things in the flesh. There are those that do stupid things to keep a man or to keep a lady. Never go outside the boundaries of God's word to keep a man or to keep a lady. Did you hear what I said? Never go out of the boundaries. Never do that. It's not worth it. There are 7 billion people on the earth. And if you calculate rightly, do you know at least by conservative estimation, we have at least 100 million people that can marry you. That you can marry, at least. Who are Christians, born again. Do you understand? So, trying to go outside the confines of God's word to make something happen. People have untold pains when they live because of others. Never live your life to please anybody. Never live your life to satisfy the aspiration of another person. Never do that. You know, there is a home video that someone gave us recently and said we should watch. I can't remember who gave us. It's Nigerian. It's Bovi trying to get married to someone. What's the name? It's Ade. Thank you. It's Ade. I saw the foolishness of people living for others. I couldn't believe that that kind of life was possible. Forcing a guy to propose again because their friends were around. He had proposed before so that I don't know that it's real, it's not fake. Now, why did I say that? A lot of people are living for others. Please don't live for others. Live for yourself and live for the Lord. Is that okay? Live for the King. And enjoy your life. It's a blessing to be single. It's a blessing to be married. So you want to choose. You have relationships. There are people coming around. There are people you like and all that. There are those you are not sure. You have a lot of questions. Okay. So we'll talk about core value. That's where it starts from. That's where it starts from. You subject to core value. Please. You know, we think certain things should be basic knowledge. But like I said earlier, we need to repeat them. Listen. The Word of God is the foundation for your value system. When we talk about core value, we're talking about the fundamental ideologies that sponsor your attitude, your habits, your character, and your lifestyle. Did you hear what I said? The fundamental ideologies and philosophy that controls your attitude, your habits, your character. That's what we call your core values. Anybody who doesn't share the same core values, either in views of faith, that means by talking about core values, someone who is not born again is disqualified. Do you understand? There's no agreement. And you can never have the same core value. You believe that Jesus is the only way to which by which a man can be saved. The other person is intellectual. You say, hey, but he came from a Christian home. She came from a Christian home. Yeah. They are just free thinkers. They are more broad-minded and they are progressive. You are deceived. You say they are progressive. You know, we are in 21st century. There's such a thing as progressive thinking. People should be progressive in their reasoning. You understand? Liberals, you should be progressive in your thinking. So they are more broad-minded and progressive. Well, they know that Jesus is the Son of God. But somehow he believes that there should be other way. I mean, you are in the 21st century. You don't share the same core value. You may not understand why we are talking about this now, but if you make that mistake, you will pay later. It will be trouble. It will be Ishmael. Because listen, whether I like it or not, who you marry is going to affect the outcome of your children. The outcome of your children. And if you're a man here, don't forget that your wife will spend most time with your children. So if you marry someone who has defect in her character, because she has the sheep. We're going to get into all that. You are ready for, then get ready for serious work. Serious work. Are you listening to me? Except you don't intend to be successful. If you intend to be successful, your wife will spend 70% of the time with your children. 70%, I don't care how busy she is. You have like 30 to 35%. So when you don't consider core values, someone doesn't think there's anything wrong with drinking alcohol. And he's even trying to look for scripture. He said, there's something wrong. Once in a while you drink, just make sure you don't get drunk. You will find your kid tipsy in one day. On your way, but they'll be tipsy. Because you know the danger of that. She may be able to handle it. Are you listening? Listen, no alcoholic started by having a vision of being an alcoholic. Selah. Did you hear what I said? Started by, no, there's no problem. Just take a little. And Satan will capitalize on that. When the pressures of life come, they tilt towards what they have been taking. Those who are used to God's word will go after God's word. Those who have been sipping will look for a way. Are you following me? So no alcoholic started by saying, I'm going to be an alcoholic. No, it never happened like that. It started from somewhere. Core values. Core values. What are the foundational ideologies? There are people that don't believe that you have to go to church on Sunday morning. They don't believe. They say Christianity is in the heart. Do you need to go to church every Sunday morning? And you believe that a Christian should be in church. A Christian should have a pastor. A pastor. A Christian should belong to a body of believers. But he doesn't believe that. She doesn't believe. You don't have the same core values. There's no agreement. Are you listening to me? There's no agreement. Do you know how many people are married who wants to get out of the marriage? It's amazing. There are those who are in, they want to go out. But sorry, there's no way. The gate is locked. And there are those who are outside, They are not listening to counsel. They want to run in. Then they run. Ah, this is not what we thought. They want to run out. And once you go, the door is closed. And when you force it, the door will be spoiled. We call it divorce. When you come out like that, we spoil doors. Life is never the same. Amen. Is somebody listening to me? Your core values. That's the fundamental, non-negotiable requirements for choosing a life partner as a lady, as a guy. What are the guiding principles that govern my attitude, my behavior, my belief system, the way I act, the way I spend my time, my money? You look out for those things. You give your tithe. She doesn't believe in giving tithe. You give first fruit. You're a giver. You give to the prophet. You give to the house of God. You give when you are moved by the Spirit. You can give your all. You can close your account to give. He sees it as irrational giving. English. He said, don't you think that's rather irrational? Or you think your tithe should be given to the poor man close to your house? And then he's showing you scriptures. Let me not even go into all that. People talking about things they don't understand. Talking about holy things. And they are far from holy things. No, imagine a lawyer who had never attended an anatomy class. Knows nothing about medicine. And just browse one or two things. And coming to talk to me. About how to be a doctor. Is somebody here? I'm tempted. Let me not go into that. Core values. Core values. Very important. You should guard them jealously. You should guard them jealously. You are dating someone who doesn't believe there's anything wrong with having sex before you are married. Eh? He doesn't think that there's nothing wrong. It's not like he believes there's nothing wrong with it. But you believe otherwise. You believe that marriage is honorable. When the bed is undefiled and all that. You see, but fornicators and warmonger, God will judge. And the Bible talked about honoring the Lord with your body. The body is the temple of the Holy Ghost and all that. As Bible prescription. You don't have the same core values. If he sleeps with you before you are married, chances are he's going to sleep with more women. Let me tell you. We have seen these things happen. There are things that are before us. You know, I'm a pastor. There are things that befall us. People unhappy. Tell me one day this. Let me know. Say something so that people will not code. Unhappy. Guys moving prostitutes in Europe, in South Africa, packing them in. And I knew when all this started. See, you can't marry someone who don't share the same core value. You can't. And if you're already in, you have to. Intercession is the answer. Serious intercession, no. It's not, pray for me. You know, when somebody say pray for them, listen, when it comes to changing your spouse, you are the most important factor in the prayer. Are you aware? Maybe you were not born again before you got married and things. You will let intercession know. It's all this. You learn intercession. Especially when there is major defect in character. You know, people may not be serious Christians, but they are pious, nice people. But when you is someone that has serious character defects, is intercession. Glory to God.
That's the first thing. You must not forget this. Your core value. The person must pass the test of core value. Must. And if you yourself have not arranged your core value to fit into God's word, start working on it now. Do you understand? Because Jezebel will always attract Ahab. And Ahab will always attract Jezebel. Selah. There's always a Jezebel for an Ahab. You know Ahab? Disobedient king. Arrogant king. Stubborn. That means you too have to correct your core values. Using God. Where's the reference? Where's the reference point for core values? God's word. God's word. That's what we draw our core values from. As believers, as Christians, it's God's word. So you begin to work on it. Because listen, you must become the person you want will want.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Deep.
Glory to God.
So you must become that person. That person you like, or that kind of person you want will want. So arrange your own core values too. They must line up with the word of God. The moment, listen, if the person you want to get married to, that you are getting married to, passes the core value test, you have crossed like 50%. The other ones are just surface things. You've crossed like 50%. But this matter is serious. Core values. Core values. Core values is way, way beyond physical attraction, chemistry, and physical look. It's beyond emotional and intellectual compatibility and chemistry. We're going to get into that. It's way, way beyond that. You know, I've always said jokingly, I said it during the last Colors of Love, when people are celebrating 20 years anniversary, wedding anniversary, probably you should have been privileged to maybe see a few people like that, Christians, okay, believers or nice people. They are 20 years in marriage, 25 years in marriage, and maybe they are doing Thanksgiving and having a party. Nobody really shouts about how cute, how sexy, how tall, dark, and handsome the husband is. Have you not noticed? They don't remember those things. When they are talking about their husband, nobody talks about, oh, he's tall and hot and sexy and they don't talk about those things. Do you understand? What they talk about is a loving man. He's a caring man. He's a supportive man. Thank you. He's a supportive man. He's a good man. He's God-fearing. Women must. He's God-fearing because he has not given them trouble. He's not running around playing away matches. You know away matches? Is somebody following me? Now, that should tell you what you should look for first at the beginning. That means what you are going to give God thanks for in the next 20 years. If he's not there now, what are you doing there? The guy's not married. He's not married to you yet. He has cheated on you like 3 times already. And you know it. And you said he will change. You should receive slap. He said, well, he said he's sorry. Okay. He was under pressure, work stress, and I was not around. Even you. We should question you. You should be examined. I think there was a question like that last year. He has cheated on me twice. I've forgiven him. Should I continue the relationship? Let me tell you, your first cure is to always tell yourself the truth. Let me tell you something. When it comes to choosing a life partner, no emotions. So. Do you hear what I said? Write it down. No emotions. Tell yourself the emotions will come later. Emotions always come. Emotions always come. But when it's that decision, don't get emotional. Explain it very well. Don't get emotional. Don't get emotional. X-ray her very well. Don't get emotional. Can this person be a father to your children? Can this person mother your children?
Can she go with it to where you're going? Can he support you to fulfill God's dream for your life? Is it? Do you understand? I'm sharing my heart with you. I'm trusting God that you are listening to me. Somebody listen to me. Don't put emotions on the way. Bam, bam, bam. It's not emotions. Glory to God. Let me tell you, especially for the ladies, you always have emotions for a man who loves you, who loves God, and who is successful. Always. Forget all those. He's suddenly sexy. That's the definition of romantic as sexy. In case you don't know, I'm giving you now. Loves you, loves God, and is successful. You have what you want. All those, I wanted a tall guy, but he's not so tall. Wake up, my friend. Wake up. Is that your robot demon that is worrying you? We'll cast it out. Wake up. Did you hear what I say? So, Pastor, can somebody have what he wants? Yes, you can. Who says you can't? But when the picture is clear, when the picture is clear, will you rather have, what do they call it? Is it that tall and handsome? No, they call it. Guy who really doesn't love you. And let me tell you, as a lady, the guy must love you more than you love him more. At least in the process of time, give him time. You may love him first, but give him time. You should show that thing. Do you understand? You should show that, man, you are the one. Do you understand? So would you rather prefer your Prince Charming, who loves you one quarter? His walk with God is just like this. And when you look at his financial decisions, you know this guy will be in debt in the next 10, 12 years. And will waste your life savings. Is somebody listening to me? So shine your eye. Is somebody getting blessed already? Core values. Don't play with it. Core values. Core values. There's a lot to say about core values. In fact, we'll finish at core values. We'll continue next month. Abi, it's every month. Don't joke with it. Core values. What is his view? What is value system about family? There are people that believe in marriage by correspondence. What is values about the institution of marriage? You'll be shocked. There are people already in this country who believe in divorce. And some of them are in church. You know what I mean by believe in divorce? They know that if the marriage doesn't work, we'll divorce. Do you understand? And that has become a part of the person's core value. And if you get into that place, listen, no marriage can work when there is a door like that called divorce that is available for exit. It cannot work. When there's one door like that, an option box, right? There's one door like that, say divorce is a possible, is an optional in this marriage. Try this. It can never work. Glory to God. So when someone is liking you, like you, so you have to know their views about marriage and about divorce. You have to know their views about divorce, about, you understand? You have to know their views. You'll be shocked. The person is tongue talking. Don't you know in America there are pastors in their fourth marriages? In America, they are pastors, tongue talking. They are in their third marriages, in their fourth marriages. So it's not about the person is speaking in tongues or he believe. You have to know what's the person's core value. What do you believe? What do you believe? And observe. That's why I told you, when it comes to making a decision, don't be emotional. There's no emotions. put the things on the table. Has this person crossed the core value test? If it doesn't, car. Do you know you can always redirect your emotions? Emotions can be controlled. Emotions can be transferred from one point to another. Eh? Energy, right? Are you joking? See, oh, there's nothing like one bono somewhere. Oh. Do you understand? Listen, let me tell you, choosing who to marry, be very business minded. I'm telling you the truth now, it doesn't sound very spiritual, right? Be very business minded. I don't care who gave the prophecy, even if I'm the one who gave the prophecy. I said, thou shalt marry this. And you notice, it. Say, Pastor, this one does look like a walk. I'll say, yes, it's true. It takes two to make it work. Do you understand? Be business minded. Don't be foolish. Is this person going to help you advance the kingdom of God? Is it going to enhance your relationship with God? Which is the most important for you on the earth and for eternity? Will he enhance your relationship with God? Will she enhance your relationship with God? Would the person be angry because you went on retreat? If I were a preacher and you marry that kind of person, you are sunk. Do you understand? Is a person doing? Say you are praying too much. Or stop making noise. You are shouting. Is God deaf? Can God hear you when you are quiet? That's why you know, this is why the person you marry must be hearing the same thing as you. The same thing. And we always encourage people, it must come from the same stream of ministry. The same stream of ministry. You can't be here, we teach you word of faith, we teach you God's love, God's grace, the authority of the believer, the eternal life in you, going for knowledge, and they are marrying someone who everything is a demon from the village. They say, I know the demon is on the leg. Can't you see? There was a way the leg moved. There's a demon. Ah! Every enemy. You are not compatible. Are you listening to me? You are not. You give priority to listening to God's word. He or she doesn't believe so much in listening to God's word. He thinks everything that should go for deliverance checkup. You are not compatible. Am I talking to someone? So preferably the same stream of ministry. Even if it's not the same church, the churches are alike. Are you listening? It's very important to some of us. Serious issues in your marriage. They're not able to express themselves. Express what they believe. Glory to God. So, you know what we're saying about core value? We're saying even a Christian is not enough. That person is a Christian is not enough. Eh? There's what? Let me hear that again. Cut off mark. That's true. You just cross cut off mark. There's more. Glory to God. Glory to God. Seriously, somebody learning something. Cut off mark. And maybe if the person is from another stream but looks up to you as a guy, you have to quickly bombard her with the things that you believe. You understand? Quickly put down some word diets. Haginize, Kenyonize, Capsonize. Eh? Do you understand? Quickly parry the materials. You have to read, you have to listen to this, read this, and monitor it. Monitor it. Because before somebody will start doing strange things in your house. Strange, very strange things. Eh? Monitor it. Before you see drawers of anointing in your house. It's not your food. I say, only this one has to be anointed. The house someone I saw that sold the meat to me, I don't trust it. So quick bombardments. You know, I was talking, there were couples in this church, I think they've traveled out or something. I said, see, the more you carry your wife along, the better for you. The better for you, since she's coming in, the better for you. Expose her to the same things you've been feeding on. Expose him. You know, I'm saying her because it's easier that way. Expose him to the things you're feeding on. But men are more, you understand, they are more dominant since they are the leaders in the relationship. Listen, if you try and try, it's not working. No emotions, though. No emotions. He said, guys, like this thing is not working. No emotions. You understand? Gather must go. No emotions. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, compatibility test. And I've told you, if you are married, for those that are married already, and core value test. For those that are married already and they're having these issues, the first thing is intercession. The second thing is walking in love. Okay, walking in serious love. Okay, and then gradually exposing the person, because people can change. When you get in ignorance, but if you are hearing me now, you're not married. People cannot change. Before you say, Pastor, thank you for that part. I love this guy. I know he will change. No, people cannot change. People cannot change. Who she is who she shall be after all. Let me not tell you the Yoruba version. You don't understand. Who she is who she shall be after. Who he is who he shall be after. Glory to God. You are not the Holy Spirit. You are not the Holy Spirit. And let me drop this before I move to the next point. Please, don't. The reason why God gives us, puts us under authority, and this is very important. I'm going to get into that in detail. As a Christian, you should have authority figures in your life. You must have authority figures in your life. And they must have their impute before you make a final decision to marry a person. Don't carry someone and say, Pastor, this is the person I want to marry. It is foolish. Your pastor should have an input. The input is guidance. He's not going to force you to marry anybody. Any pastor that's trying to force you to marry anybody is a bad person. But even though pastors should not force you to marry someone, they should give you guidance. You understand? Counsel. And you should listen. When he's saying, Kai, I don't think this is. He said, no, but the Lord told me. But the Lord, you are telling your pastor the Lord told you. The Lord told you. Don't live like that. Is that okay? When it comes to emotional issues, you need input from those ahead of you. Because emotions are strong. Maybe hearing your emotions and thinking it's God that is talking. Did you hear what I said? Maybe hearing your emotions that think that is God talking. Is it, but Pastor, God talks to me through dreams from when I was small. And I've had this series of dreams now. Madam, relax. Oga, relax. I'll teach. I'm hoping to take on dreams. To teach on dreams this year. Before this year runs out. Tuesday services. So that you can have the balance. There are people who are controlling other people's life because of dreams. I come and tell you, say, you know my dreams come to pass. And I saw you in my dreams. This, what nonsense. I'm going to teach on it. What nonsense. Listen, when you have dreams, number one, dreams is not a preferred method in the New Testament for God leading you. Did you hear what I said? It is not. That means every dream must be judged. You must judge every dream by God's word, no matter how accurate it looks. Number two, all through the Bible, every time a person had a dream, it is first about the person. Go and check your Bible. So God is talking to you about you. Go through your Bible. Let your mind run through the Bible. It's first about the person, about you and your family, or about you predominantly, and your jurisdiction. Are you listening? Glory to God. All right, let's cross over to the second thing so that we take questions. We said the second C is what? Compatibility. Is it important? Yes. Okay. Compatibility is important. You know, compatibility also covers for some of the things you said. Spiritual compatibility, compatibility of mindset, compatibility of stream of ministry. Do you understand? Compatibility of stream of ministry. It's very important. Very important. Very important. Very, very important. The basic reasoning must be the same. I'm resisting temptation right now as I'm talking to you. I want to start saying some things. Very important too. Compatibility is very important. The things that God has taught you through the years, by the voice that you trust, don't treat them lightly. Don't treat them lightly. Meaning nobody should come and make you feel like there's a higher revelation. There's a higher revelation. There's a deeper realm. It's going to expose you to error. It's going to expose you to error. Somebody is countering. God is not a fool. That for 10 years. Now if you are not growing, it's different. But you are making progress. You are growing. You are knowing God more. You are having more fellowship with God. Spiritual things are becoming more real to you. It's obvious that you are growing. But suddenly, somebody has come with deeper revelation. Let him go back to where he's coming from with his deeper revelations. Are you listening? People have gone into, expose themselves to devils when they are not wise. You learn from people. But you see, there's a stage after feeding and feeding where your basic theology is formed. You can only adjust here and there. Somebody following me? But know that you throw everything you have known away to start subscribing to something new. It's not godly. Are you following me? So, understanding. Paul talks about, he says, when you read my writings, you will understand my understanding of the mystery of Christ. He said, you will know my understanding of the mystery of Christ. The Greeks call it what? Sunesis, right? He said, when you read it, you know my sunesis of the mystery of Christ. There was a way Paul understood the gospel. There was a way Peter understood the gospel. It wasn't the same. Are you listening? Are you compatible intellectually? Are you compatible intellectually? Listen, that is very important because it may become a problem later. You work in a place and then you are now enjoying conversation with certain people and not your husband and not your wife. You should marry someone that relates with you at fairly at the same level intellectually. Are you listening? Fairly. On the range. You can talk to the person. The person can understand what you're communicating. And relate with you at that level. And relate with you at that level. When they talk. That one is for me. It should be intellectually stimulating. So, intellectual compatibility is very important. I'm sure everybody has been delivered from that. You know those days after I finish your university, they keep one secondary school student for you to go and marry. Or somebody from the village. They say, your wife is in the village. I should bring your wife. Now, there's nothing wrong with somebody from the village. But is the person compatible with you intellectually? Do you understand? So when you're talking, when you are talking, can the person relate to what you're saying? Glory to God. Am I making sense? You are saying, capacity development. People need to look at capacity and she has no clue. Say capacity development. Capacity. What is capacity? Is he a Maggie? Is it Capricorn? Capacity Capricorn. Is it a drink? Are you listening? You know, a guy, listen, a guy can even carry along his wife, but the other way is difficult. As a lady, never marry someone who is lower than you intellectually. You will suffer. Because when you want to talk, he feels oppressed. Until he grows. Do you understand? You feel oppressed though. Until he grows. And listen, this intellectual thing is personal. It has nothing to do with going to school or not. It's very personal. It's very personal. It's about educating oneself. Educating oneself. Don't play down on that. Assess it. Are you compatible intellectually? Because later it could be a problem. And don't forget, for guys, I told you that your wife is going to spend time with your children. It will multiply your work. This is only, I don't understand this assignment to primary two assignments. Help, Junior. I forbid. Do you understand? There should be a minimum intellectual requirement that you should look for. We live in the 21st century. I know what I'm telling you. We live in the 21st century. You should be able to, we call it synesis, mentally putting things together. As you are talking, you may be faster as a man. I don't expect my wife to be at the same level with me intellectually. Do you know what our fellowship with? But you see, when I talk, there's an assimilation. She can relate, she knows where I'm going, she knows what I'm trying to say. Do you understand? She can follow. She can follow. Do you understand? But not that the person is blank. OD blank. The person is blank. Glory to God. Are you learning something? So intellectual compatibility is very important. You consider that. And don't forget, you know, that there's a couple. They're having issues with the marriage and fight for divorce and all that. And then she told me something. She told us something. She said her daughters will never marry a man who is not as educated as them. Or who is not as enlightened as them. And I knew where she was coming from. I knew where she was coming from. So, you see, when you have masters, maybe from an Ivy League school, and then you come back home and marry someone who has not finished the university, but has... maybe has resources or family did the connection. If the person is not ready to improve, you have problem. You have problem. Insecurity. You just called it. Let me tell you this. How many of you know that David Yogi Cho had beaten his wife before? He said it now in one of his books. Yeah. He said he had beaten his wife before. And he gave us a reason. He said he was an insecure man. You know, he didn't finish school. He's all those Bible school. The wife has like 3 masters. That was the when they just got married. So he said he always felt, you know, he's a very humble man. This is in retrospect. That happened just when they got married. He said he was intimidated. He was a preacher. So he always read what she was saying as maybe abusing him, making him feel, because he just went to a Bible school, and do you understand? And then uncultured preacher was pastoring over 1,000 people, hammered his wife like this. But I say that to say this, you can see what insecurity can cause. That's what insecurity can cause. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So compatibility is very important. I'm talking about spiritual compatibility, intellectual compatibility. We're talking about character. You know, some of them are intermingled. Okay, physical compatibility is also very important. Is that okay? You can't marry someone that will be walking in front, the person will be walking behind. I say, where's your wife? Amen. The other side. Say, by the special grace of God, she's all away. Please, I've told you, if you are not comfortable, leave her alone. Leave him alone. There's somebody there that is dreaming her, that is dreaming him. Do you understand? So physical compatibility is very important. Your spouse should be able to carry your personality. Never forget that. Did you hear what I said? Your spouse should be able to carry your personality. Should be able to carry your personality. We are not in the place, you should be able to represent you. Do you understand? And then you trust him or her that he represents you well. Carry your personality. That's the way I can craft it. Carry your personality. Someone you can present. Someone you can present to your friends, family, and to your foes, even your enemies. You can present it. Do you understand? Do you understand? Someone you can present. So, here, that's the question. It's not about what somebody else thinks. It's about you. What do you want? What, do you understand? It's about you. It's about you. I always give you guys this story. I have a friend that loves fat girls. From when we're time in memory. And his wife is big. And it's not today, before he met her. He said, I like them big. You know him. It's all these slim things people are talking about. It's all these slim things. I think it's in Lagos. All these slim things. It's like them. Do you understand? Do you understand? That's him. And you guys say, meet my babe. I won't call her name. Do you understand? So it's about you. It's not about what your friend say. Are you listening? It's about you. You love the person. You're comfortable with the person. You are bold with the person. Very important. Very important. It's about you. It's about you. So don't. Once you're not comfortable with that, please question the decision. No parent. There's not a parent that is marrying the person. You are the one marrying the person. So not force. There are wives that are ashamed of their husbands. That's why I see them sometimes when the man is trying to talk, they are trying to help him talk. I want to complete, take it from him. No, don't these things happen. They take the word from his mouth to complete it. Probably they feel his spoken English is not polished. His social GP is not so high. Amen. His etiquette, his courage. And let me give a balance to that. Listen, when people are believed in, they grow very fast. Even if the person doesn't have what you wanted, don't tear them down. Don't tear them down. Don't tear them down. What they perceive, listen, what they perceive about your perception about them is important. Did you hear what I said? What they perceive about your perception about them is important. So it's beyond even what you say. But what you say is also, you know, words lift. Is that okay? Words lift. Words lift. You understand? Say, Kai, baby, you are too fine. Kai. Ay, you are just too fine. I tell my wife, oh, what's the wife? You are too fine. You are too fine. How somebody, one person, just be fine like this? Only you. Do you understand? It's your job, oh, hey. Glory to God. So once in a while, when I'm in the spirit, I say it. Amen. Very important. So it gives, you know, we have told you before, you remember last session, we told you that women have natural tendency for low self-esteem. It's natural. That means you have work to do as a man. Let me tell you, no matter how beautiful a woman is, she has a natural tendency for low self-esteem. Not extreme low self-esteem, to feel maybe there's somebody who is finer. Do you understand? There's somebody better. Do you understand? So lifting people up with your words and your actions is very important. Are you following me? It's very important. Glory to God. You understand what I mean by natural tendency for looks? I didn't say women have low self-esteem. I didn't say that. Do you understand? Did you understand what I meant by that? Have I explained myself? All right, glory to God. So compatibility in those spheres is very important. I have to wrap up very quickly. What's the third C? Chemistry. 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 All right, chemistry is that flow. That flow of emotions, that's the least. All right. But it's also important. It's also important. All right. If you wait over time and the chemistry is not there, don't force yourself. Amen. That chemistry, you know what is chemistry now? That flow. That flow. Network. Anastomosis, man. That flow. That anastomosis. That flow. Do you understand? You are speaking for 5 hours. Say, oh, is it 5 hours? I thought it's 30 minutes. 4G network is fast. chemistry. Okay. And like I told you, you don't put it above the first two. Is that okay? But it's important. If it's there, it works. Let me say this. As a man, you need it. See, you can't marry a woman that there's no chemistry. That you don't have chemistry. Do you understand? The person may say, claim she loves you, is head over you. Let her be. For everybody's good. Amen. For everybody's good. Do you understand? For everybody's good. Because of the way a man is wired. Do you understand? You can't do that. You can't risk it. You can't risk it. That flow should be there. Is that okay? That flow should be there. That's what I tell you, is if a guy is trying to communicate, he's the lady that should be forming in a relationship, not the guy. Do you understand? Do you understand what I mean? It's not the guy. If the guy is forming, please give him a break. He should go and clear his head. Do you understand? A guy should not be forming. A guy should not be forming. It's not a good sign. Do you understand? It's not a good sign. It's not a good sign. He's a lady that should form. Oh, I'm busy. You are talking, she's giving one answer. You are trying to get her to talk. Talk now, and all those things. Do you understand? And if you're a lady, you better understand the kind of man you're dealing with. There are guys that if you do that 2 times, bye-bye. They have no time. They have no time. No time for CC. For CC, all these CCTs. No. All this CC behavior. We don't have time. Amen. Glory to God. All right, but chemistry is important. We're still on the third C. Chemistry is important. Let it be flow. All right. But again, I say don't put chemistry over core values and compatibility. Don't put chemistry over that. Is that okay? Spiritual considerations. We've mentioned a whole lot about that already. Spiritual considerations. Let me see. Spiritual considerations. Yeah, is heart regenerated? Okay. We're talking about a regenerated heart producing personal relationship with God. Is that okay? Does the person have a personal relationship with God? Not going to church. Amen. Personal relationship with God. Can he hear God for himself? Don't marry a man who cannot hear God for himself. Personal. Please, I'm emphasizing the spiritual consideration. Personal what? Relationship with God. Personal. Personal relationship with God. For you to consider a guy, a lady, he or she should have a personal relationship with God. Is that okay? So regeneration produces personal relationship with God. Is the person in love with Jesus? That's the second thing there. It does the person love. You know, when someone loves God, you know. And I've told you again and again, a man who doesn't love God cannot love a woman. A man who doesn't love Jesus cannot love a woman. A lady who doesn't love Jesus cannot really love you. Do you understand? Do you understand? It's not their fault. It's not in them too. They will betray you and it's not their fault. Do you understand? And so, does a person love God? Number one, say personal relationship with God. Number two, does a person love God? Is the person in love with God? Number three, is the person a functional member of a body of believers? Spiritual consideration. See, the person is not in a church, is not in a fellowship, is not a functional part of a body of believers. You know what I mean by body of believers? A local church, a fellowship on campus. Anybody who is not a functional part of a body of believers cannot. It's not your husband, it's not your wife. I'm giving it to you as it is, not just part of functional part. Because the person is not a functional part, there are things they don't understand. They don't understand love walk. Until you get involved with God's people, you don't know how to walk in love yet. You're just myself. You're always for me busy with school, with business. You are not a functional part of the church. The person doesn't serve in a church. Do you understand? Doesn't serve in a fellowship. It's high risk. Do you understand? You can just enter one chance. Do you understand? And those of you that are here that are not functional parts of the body of Christ, repent today. It's not right. You need it. It's part of the requirement for your growth, for spiritual growth. So it's the person, a functional part of a body of Christ, of a body of believers. Do you understand? And it's the person under authority. That's the next thing. And you have to know, you cannot consider someone who is not under authority. They can do freelancers. Thank you. Don't consider freelancers. Is that okay? It's not the freelancing. Who is your pastor? You say, I'm my mentor. My mentor is Mike Mudok. My mentor is in Texas. You are in Jos. Sorry, Mike Mudok is not your spiritual father. Who can we see? Who calls you in the night and say, come to my house? And then because of the honor and respect, you go there. Don't marry a man who is not subject to authority. Don't marry a woman who is not subject to authority. Meaning, when something goes wrong, who do you call? Who do you call? Who can talk to the person? Do you understand? There are people that have nobody who can talk to them. Nobody in this world can talk to them. And I feel sorry for them. That's the time bomb. Nobody can call them to order. Why? They have not submitted. And submission is voluntary. So have they voluntarily submitted themselves? When ladies talk about this, this guy ask, who is his pastor? Who is his pastor? Does he have a relationship with his pastor? Does he serve in a place? Does he have leaders? Are there people that can say, sit down here, and he sits? Never marry a man who does not have anybody that says, sit here, with harsh voice at the seat. Do you understand? It's vital. Now, you marry someone who is a lord of himself, it won't help you. Working at self-employed on Facebook. That's joke. That one a joke. You can be self-employed. That be other authority. Man. That's joke. Is somebody following me? Are you getting what I'm saying? The person must be under authority. Subject to authority. And if you are here, you are not subject to authority, repent. Consciously bring yourself under authority. Is that okay? Bring yourself under authority. It's very important. If you have people you consult with, sir, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do. I want counsel. Do you understand? And can talk to you, okay, this is it. Somebody following me? Don't consider freelancers. Do you have a church? For now, I'm a traveling evangelist. Even a traveling evangelist should have a pastor. Are you aware? Even an itinerant minister should have a pastor. Are you aware? These Americans understand this more than Nigerians. Glory to God. So always have that in mind. Hallelujah. That's spiritual considerations. Okay, soulish considerations. Now the next thing, and this is where I love to hammer. Please always watch out for defects in person's personality and character. Consider those things. In fact, they are more serious than spiritual considerations for me. Because that's where you live. Do you understand? A person is born again, it's between him and God. Do you understand? So, but if they are someone who has the spirit of rage. There are people who talk in tongues, who prophesy, who abuse their wives physically. I know what I'm telling you like this. It's not foul. It's not something I'm not talking about America's story. Real life story. Do you understand? I'm talking about accidental abuse. Consistent, deliberate beating. Planned beating. Do you understand? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have we written our questions? Ushers, please, can we take questions? Very quickly, take questions. Why don't you have a pastor? Okay. You have a pastor. That's what we advocate. Is that okay? There are people who you are close to who may not be in the city where you are now. That were part of your spiritual development. They should be aware. That kind of a person is an authority figure. Is that okay? And that person should be aware. Even before you give the prospect, is it prospective person an answer? Is that okay? The person should be aware. But you also should have a pastor. Alright. Please, is it okay if I go to the guy's family house and do some cooking, washing? Alright, I'm going to answer that. The guy's mom likes me already. All his family members are used to me. He's not married to me yet, but I'm doing these things. Is it alright, sir? Or what should be the correction? God bless you, sister, for being honest. Whoever wrote this, I like you. Okay. Thank you for being honest. You see, we counsel in this place. Don't start acting like your wife when you're not a wife yet. Is that okay? Yeah, you want to clap, you can clap. Don't start acting like your wife and you're not a wife yet. And here is the balance. If you find your way to his family house, you should do chores. Or do you want to sit down for your mother-in-law to be doing the things? No. You should do chores. But it should not be something that is habitual. You carry yourself. You are going to cook. You are going to wash plates. You are feeling like wife material. They will soon dump you. Just carry yourself. You are going to husband's place to go and wash plates, cook and all that. It should not be habitual. Is that okay? And very important, please, except he's resident in his family house. Don't be going to the family house anyhow. You should be scarce. As a lady, you should be scarce. I've been trying to tell you this. You should be scarce. You're going to spend your life with him, so be scarce, please. Be scarce. Don't be too available. Form busy. Amen. I'm sorry. This just came up. I have to do this. Be scarce. You understand? Not that every day in a relationship, please. I've told you, don't do that thing. Is that okay? So that's the correction there. It should not be habitual. But if you find yourself on a proper visit or a formal visit, please, you should do chores before the woman eye you and mark you out. Say this one. He said, James, you can't marry her. This, I want your mother-in-law is not for you. You need to see me. You need higher authority. Your mother-in-law to be is not your side. Kai. Your redemption is far. but if your mother-in-law is for you, your redemption is nigh. You understand? He can even fight for you. You know, there are mothers that say, you must marry that girl. You understand? And it works. You understand? And so you find yourself there. See, be respectful. You know showmanship. Know what we call showmanship. When you have opportunity to go to the place of the person you have a relationship with, your family has showmanship. Show that you're a good girl. From your dressing to your... don't wear trousers except you know the person. Wear your long gown. Come on, yourself. I'm giving you sense now. So you have to understand which generation is your mother-in-law to be. Which generation? If it's the old generation and you're wearing your tight trouser, you'll be disqualified. I've seen it happen. The family is close by here. This lady knows them. The guy innocently came wearing trouser. The old man was looking. Wonderful family, I know them. She was looking. Called the son. He said, you can't marry her. And that was the end, though. They didn't marry her. They married somebody else. I know them. They are here. They didn't marry her. Trouser disqualified her. You should understand your environment. Which generation is this woman? You understand? Somebody was in SU in school. He believes that trousers should be worn only in the evening at home. You understand? You are wearing your tight trousers. Be a good girl to the core. Showmanship. Do you understand? All right. Pastor, sir. Does it mean a divorced man or a woman cannot get married? In choosing a life partner, do you mean that if a guy or a lady cheat once, that is over? Okay, because he said if he also cheats, he can't be the one. Okay? What happens to forgiveness? Thank you for reminding me. Amen. About what I talked about. But I'll bring perspective to you. Number one, somebody who is divorced, according to the Bible, you know, there are things that surround these things. Number one, the spouse walk away. If the person was on his own, the man walks away, the woman walks away. Number one, he or she cannot rush to get married to start with. Though the Bible says such a person is not under bondage, it's in the Bible. But what I'm after is that rush to get married. According to the Bible, you're marrying or not is under church government. You know, maybe I'll teach one of these days. There's such a thing as church government in the New Testament. So everybody is just living his life and there's church government. There has to be governance in the house of God. Do you understand? So whether the person marry or not, in that case, has to do with governance. They'll watch their behavior over time. They'll observe over time and treat God and pray about it. Let me use Mike Murdoch for example. Mike Murdoch got divorced as a very young man. He married wrongly. I mean, if he told you the kind of things that were happening before he got married, you know the signs were there, but he didn't yield. The woman left him. Left him and moved. Was he or who? Left him and went out with somebody on the same street or something. Some disgusting stuff. The guy was emotionally down. Do you understand? And then just made a mind not to. He wasn't married and all that. But you know, according to the Bible, in that case, he's actually free. When he comes under church government and observe him and pray with him and all that. But he didn't marry. Now, one of the appearances that Kenneth Hagin had about Jesus. God is wonderful. One of Kenneth Hagin's encounter with Jesus. Jesus told him that he should take my Murdoch that I can get married. But he just chose not to. I think he dated one or two persons he wanted to get married. He just this marriage thing. Just forgot about it and fixed his ministry. Do you understand? So, those are the dynamics. Those are the dynamics. Paul even counseled. I mean, if you can stay away, you stay away. You live exclusively for the Lord. All right. You got the answer I gave, right? Okay. There's a second part. Cheating once and twice. Okay. Cheating once. What happened to forgiveness? Okay. Let me tell you something about forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't mean the person should remain in your space. Maybe let me say that. Is that okay? Bible talks about walking. Even the person that cheats 10 times, you are supposed to forgive the person. Are you not aware? So it's not about forgiveness. You have to forgive. Even the person that abuses you physically, you have to forgive. But you see, wisdom demands that you forgive people, but they should be out of your space. Is that okay? He said we should show love with wisdom, with discretion. They should be out of your space. That's one. Number two. If the person is genuinely sorry, the second thing is you need time to prove him again and to prove her again. You can't say if the wedding was fixed on next month and the person cheated this month, the wedding has been shifted. Do you understand? Because you need time. The wedding is shifted how? Indefinitely. Are you understand? Indefinitely. So you are forgiving him, you are still in the relationship, but you need time. You need time and inertia to be your ally. So that you can judge and prove him again, because people have to earn that trust again. Do you understand? And so you know, it's okay, I've forgiven him, wedding is next month, I still love you, I get married, you're finished. One man, you know, these things happen. When I tell you, I have real life story. I know someone who a month into their wedding had an affair with their neighbor. Amen. What do you want the lady to think? I mean, she was emotionally, is a couple that we know. Emotionally, she was do you understand? You just got married to a man. A month into your wedding, he's had an affair with your neighbor. Do you understand? Do you understand? Because you're not around or something. Do you understand? And those things, the signs were there before they got married. The signs were there. The signs were there. Is that okay? Like I'm telling you, it's not a fast story. There are people we know. Do you understand? So take note of that. Give time and judge and prove the person rather. Thank you for this session, sir. My question, what if there is compatibility mentally, spiritually, intellectually, and socially, but totally no physical compatibility at all? Sir, can I still cope? What are you doing there? All right. Physical compatibility. In the first place, how did you get into a relationship? Or maybe let me assume this person is someone toasting her, or someone who is liking her, or so there's no physical compatibility, and all that. Physical compatibility, is that the chemistry I'm talking about? Because I'm like, okay, chemistry. All right, there's something I did not mention. Under spiritual consideration, God's will and the leading of the Spirit. Under spiritual consideration. It means there are times God will speak to you that is a person and there's no connection yet. You also give it time. Because if God spoke, the connection will happen. You trust and stay and the connection will happen. Is that okay? And so there's a superiority of the leading of God's Spirit when other basic things are in place. So you understand? But there's no emotional connection. It's the ladies that have issues with those things. Amen. I'm not connected with him, even though I know. Sometimes it's because of the things I don't really like. Maybe it's not fun. It's not a very, what do you call it now? It doesn't crack so much jokes. It doesn't make them laugh. They like people. I like jovial people. Maybe he's a reserved person. Do you understand? They like every other thing, but this guy is reserved. Okay. Or they say he's not romantic. Or he prays a lot. Or he's always listening to messages. Okay, doesn't even think about buying me flowers. Okay, we are reading too many books. Amen. All right. Have I lost you? Are you still with me? Chemistry. Chemistry, give it time. When God says, if there's a leading of the Spirit, give it time. We have millions of couples who are so in love today, who will tell you, especially the ladies, who tell you that, I didn't used to like this guy. Amen. Yes. I wasn't flowing with this guy. As in, I wasn't just flowing with him at all. But with time, I just fell in love with him. Do you understand? So, it happens. But when they say fall in love, they meant chemistry, there was a flow, and all that. And the beautiful thing is, that thing can always happen. It could be something that the guy just did, okay, and he just got the attention. How would he just go all the way to do this for me? Oh my goodness, this guy is just... And then, a spark in their hearts. Do you understand? So, give it time, but if it's too long and there's no connection, no physical comment, please forget about it. Say, the Lord bless you. The Lord will send somebody to you. Amen. And keep you, of course, it says to shine upon you. I'm just not the woman for you. I'm just not the man for you. I love you. You're a wonderful person. Guys don't like hearing that. Amen. Or please get used to it. Amen. Oh, you are like a brother to me. Don't say that. Don't say that. I don't like it. I don't like it. Which brother? I want to marry you. You're telling me, brother. He said, you are just like my brother. Which brother? Do I look like your brother, my friend? All right. What do you think about a person who is spiritually fit but involves in too much social activities? Okay, what kind of social activities? Is it on Facebook? Social activities, okay, means he parties, goes to club. If that's what you mean, run away. Social activity, the word social is not wrong. Do you understand? The word social is not wrong. It talks about human interactions. Amen. Human behavior, human interactions. Amen. That's all social. There's nothing wrong with it. So when you say social activity, it depends on what you mean. If you mean, there are people who think social activity is party, but do you understand? Party where they dance, you know, wild parties, not godly parties. There's also godly party and their wild party. Amen. Mean going to club. Okay. What do people do in the club? It's amazing. I always wondered. If I ever went there, I'll be bored. Amen. Except I preach. I preached in a club before. Amen. I walked to a club, preached, pray for the manager, sir. You understand? Kai. I've done this. Held his hands, prayed for him. Yeah. Do you understand? Ah, there's a man of God that has led masquerades to Christ now. Remove their card. You say, kneel down. Say after me, Lord Jesus, masquerades. You know, we have to be radical with Christianity. Do you understand? Radical. Not this calculator. I say, all your people were running over. I say, masquerade, people don't go. I get mine. They were coming. He called me. He removed the head of the I say, all of you, kneel down. Remove your card. I say, say after me, Lord Jesus. I say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. With the down was still masquerade. Do you understand? In Akwa Ibom, you know they are masquerading in Akwa. The down was still, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you are the Son of God. Glory to God. So if that's what you mean by social, please caution him, refer him to people of authority. I had a relationship with the pastor, and when we started having issues or challenges, he put it to my face, telling me I'll be the one to lose. In a short while, a lady started coming to visit every day. I had to back out, though he didn't formally told me it's over. What do you think, sir? Is it okay? What is it that women are always at the receiving end and they say it's a man's word? All right. I think, okay, you wrote this. You have a point. I'm going to address it. But I think you have an issue with a little animosity. And you have to deal with it now. The person that wrote this, you have to deal with it now. You see, when you get to that place where you say, they say it's a man's word, why are women always at the receiving end? You already have an issue you have to deal with. There's already a default, a little defect in your thinking. There are women who are having the best of time in this world. Do you understand? And you can be one of them. But all those gender, feminism and gender pity, do you understand? Not be part of those things. Find your place in God. That pastor, whoever, is just one. He does not represent God. Do you understand? He's not God. Do you understand? So you don't use him to judge life. One of the things you should watch against is offenses. And listen, people are not only offended at people. People can be offended at systems, at nations, at tribes, and at God. Oh no, I said it on Sunday. Something very amazing happened. You know, Sunday people were crying while service was going on. I don't know how many of you noticed. I saw a lot of people crying. There was a young man, a statement I made. He lost his dad some years ago, and he had had questions in his heart at the point. Now, Sunday was the first time he was coming to church after 1 year, 3 months. After 1 year, 2 months. Coming to church on Sunday morning. Yes. They told me that, and he said, I just said, God did not kill your father. He broke it. He cried throughout the service. And then he had to meet me, and then we had to talk. He cried throughout the service. I just said this and this and this, and it was just direct. I said you can be a Christian and you love God and be angry at God and be offended at God. You remember I said something like that. I said there are Christians who are serving God and who have offenses in their heart towards God. And that's what Paul said. Herein do I exercise myself to have a conscience void of offense towards God and towards man. He didn't just say towards man, towards God. That means there's a likelihood of being offended at God. Paul cried to God 3 times to take a turn away, and God did not answer him. He had opportunity to be offended at God. He had opportunity. But you see, you have to exercise your conscience to be void of offense toward God and toward man. Every time, when life hands us things that don't make sense, the natural tendency is to be offended at God. God, where are you? God, what happened? God, talk to me. I don't understand this. And I've told you, every time you don't understand what's happening, break forth into rejoicing. Judge God faithful, knowing that ultimately we win. We win. Head or tail, we win. And for those that lose loved ones, I told you, this world does not have many years. The reunion is close. It's not very far anymore. You lost loved ones, the reunion is not far anymore. Are you listening? It's not far. It's not long anymore. Glory to God. So there's no reason to be offended at God. So you deal with that mercy in your heart. It's not a man's word. Don't have that kind of thinking. And then learn to treat things individually. Don't generalize. When a man treats you badly, there are those who believe, oh, men are just funny. This is how men are. Drop those things. So don't grow up with that thing. Because you will unconsciously translate it into your relationship. And even when the right people come to you, there's a smell you exude. It's unconscious. of men are always this men, men, men. And for some it's women, this is how women are, these are women are, all those women. No, 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 no. You can't use one to generalize. Is somebody following me? You cannot use one to make a general statement. People are individuals. And people that misbehave are not God's perfect picture. They are wonderful people in this life. Do you understand? Glory to God. Okay, how do you get past hurt in a relationship? When the person in question stated or was flirting with another in the relationship, even to the extent of saving her number inappropriately in his phone. I can't say for sure. Okay, I can't say for sure if he's cheated sexually, but he is now so apologetic. So you're saying you shouldn't throw the relationship away. What do you do? Well, if you can't verify that there was sexual involvement, okay, and it's not habitual, okay, and he's saying he's sorry, that's what I talked about. You give him time. Now, talking about healing your own heart, really your own wound, receive the forgiveness of God. Is that okay? And give the forgiveness of God. Now, do you know, even this is what I'm talking about primarily. When you get married, cheating is not a reason for divorce. So, are you aware? Are you aware? It's not to. Are you listening to me? This is what I'm talking about, at least to minimize it. But if you are married and it happens, intercession, do you understand? And walking in love, you are not going anywhere. Do you understand? And that goes for a man and a woman. Do you understand? That goes for both men and women. Do you understand? Men and women. You understand? So it's not... things can get so extreme, and because of managing the image and a lot of complexities, people may have to be apart. Okay, but God, it depends on how much of God's love you let rule your heart. Is that okay? How much of God's love you let rule your heart? You say, are there women that cheat on their husbands and the man forgive? Yes, so. We live in a real world. And things happen. Do you understand? Things happen. Things happen. Okay. So you arm yourself with love. Is that okay? You arm yourself with love. I'm telling you now. Do you understand? I'm telling you now. You don't expect it. You shouldn't expect that. People should be disciplined. But make up your mind, though. My wife has eternal forgiveness. From me. Eternal forgiveness. Do you understand? Your husband should have eternal forgiveness. Don't go to divorce court because of cheating. Don't. Do you understand? Make it work. I've said it before. If some of our mothers were like that, most of us would have been from divorce homes. That's the truth. They put up with things so that our heads can be correct. Do you understand? So that we can have a home to fall back to. Do you understand? And that was like, yes, that's the truth. Let's not hide it. Most of us had cheating fathers. But your mothers did not fight for divorce. Do you understand? The guy was doing a way match somewhere. He didn't. Your mom knew, but she stayed. All I did was to warn him. This is what you are doing. Let him not come close to my house. I'll pour them acid. Yes, most of our mothers were like that. And God will honor them. God will really honor them. Not this generation of people that they don't think about children. Sir, good evening, sir. How does one gauge? What's that? Okay, sir. Good evening, sir. Is here now? All right, sir. Good evening, sir. How does one? You guys should relax now. All right. Good evening, sir. Here's the next thing. How does one gauge the love meter? That is. If you love a man, okay, that is, if you love a man more than he loves you. So how do you know I love this guy more than he loves me? You understand the question, right? You know, I talk about a man should really, really love you. Do you understand? So how do you gauge the love meter? Love has signs now. Love has signs. Okay. Attention, tender loving care. That's number one. Do you understand? And then, how does he prefer you over others? Do you understand? The indications are there. Do you understand? Listen, there are phases of relationship. Your relationship cannot be a few months and the guy is tired of talking to you. Something is wrong with his head. You are not in a relationship. Do you understand? He cannot be tired, though. They cannot be tired. Except if he's tired from work, from other things, from what he's doing. But not like he's fresh and he say he's tired. They can't talk to you. Do you understand? Or he's dodging talking to you. So you watch out for those things. The communication, certain things, premaritally, certain things are indicators of love. In marriage, there are certain parameters. Do you understand? For example, in marriage, sex is one of the parameters of love in the marriage. Do you understand? In premarital relationship, communication, okay, gives the person speaking your love language. Do you understand? If you carry sex into a premarital problem, you need to make it complex. I've taught you before. Premarital sex makes things complex. It's just complicated and complex. Do you understand? You don't want it. And if you're already doing that, I told you, break the relationship. I was hoping to get into that. Break the relationship. Straighten your head. Don't live in denial. Talk to your authority figure. Do you understand? Talk to your pastor. Alright. So, communication, love. Question. What were the things that he was doing before that you were convinced that he loved you? Do you understand? There were certain things he was doing that convinced you that, Kai, this guy loved me. This guy loved me. This guy loved me. Do you understand? So, that thing cannot be reduced while you are not married yet. At least after you got married and maybe it's reduced, you can pardon him and tell him. Like, firstly, he told me one day, say, this thing you were doing, that time you forgot what you used to do, Abi. This and this. As a wake up, the game has changed. I'll try my best. Do you understand? But now you are not married. I've carried flour to First Lady's house in the morning, 7 a.m. You better not hear. Close your ears. Of course, don't worry. Then I was not pastoring. I was not this busy. Then I was not pastoring. Amen. Hallelujah. Of course, it was for apology. I offended. I did something not very nice. So I wanted to. The law of the buying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, what were the things he was doing before that convinced you that he loved you? If he has stopped those things, okay. Good evening, Pastor. I've heard over time that ladies should be respectful to everyone around and only be submissive to her husband. Now, what's the difference between, okay, if I've been respected to every man that comes her way, means she can be submissive. Then when she gets married, how should she treat other men around? This question also goes for a lady who's getting into a relationship. All right. I think I understand what she's trying to say. They say, respect everybody around you, be submissive to your own husband. Yeah, it's simple now. Respect. You know what respect means now. To treat people with courtesy. Amen. With honor. That's what respect means. You understand? But we have to submit to your own husband. The Bible is clear. You know, there are men that feel every woman around them should submit to them. Because they are men. They need to be jailed. They need to be handcuffed. The Bible says, wife, be submissive to your own husband. It's clear. Your own husband. You don't submit to everybody. You understand? Submission has to do with, number one, whose instruction you follow. Whose instruction you follow. How you treat the person's instruction. Any other man around you cannot be giving instruction. You understand? They can't be giving instruction. You say, imagine you're working in the same office and then you say, please, just ensure you always come with breakfast for me to the office. The guy is not well. You understand? But your husband can tell you, please ensure I have breakfast every day at night. Do you understand? You have to be submissive. Or you want to buy the husband and say, no, hold on with this. Rather do this. Do you understand? That was okay, sir. Answer me. Do you understand? So that's the difference. Let's rush so that we finish. Can one get someone with all these attributes you made mention of? That is the three essentials. Yes. Don't you think I had them? And you have. What did I mention? Is it not three? Which attribute did I? Core values, compatibility, and chemistry. Yes, no. It's possible. But I told you they are order. As the chemistry may not be there at the beginning, but it can come with time. All right. The answer is yes. What if my spouse has just little of these essentials, but she's always ready to learn and improve? Can I marry her? Before. There were things I had to jump. One of the things for a guy should look out for a lady is teachability. You can't marry a lady who is not teachable. And that's why I tell spiritual sisters, with all your revelation, you learn to keep quiet. Sisters, are you listening to me? With all your revelation, you learn to keep quiet when the guys are talking. Especially when the person who is prospective, you understand, is around there. Do you understand? You have to sit there like, oh, I'm your student. Do you understand? If you say, actually, in the Greek, this is what this is saying. You this, Even if you know what he said in the Greek, mechonu, as in, just keep quiet. Is that okay? Just keep quiet. Do you understand? Just keep quiet. And then teachability. A lady must be, it was key. One of my top most. If I can't teach you, you are not on the list. I mean, you can't come. Teachability is very important. And for a lady's ability to sit down and listen and act and be corrected and show repentance. Amen. Hallelujah. And also teachability to do force for guys. Amen. A guy must be teachable. You can't be so arrogant that you can adjust your behavior when it is pointed out to you. That's pride. And you can't go far with it. Amen. I would say a lady should be very smart in how he brings the attention of a man. You understand? You be suggestive. Don't be absolute. You understand? Be suggestive. Don't be absolute. Men are a man elbows anything at his level. Submits to the one above. Do you understand? And leads the one below. Do you understand? He elbows. That's how a man is designed. So if you put yourself at the same level with a man, you get elbowed. We are receiving from you, sir. Let me know, and respect is the key to a man. That's a man's color of law. Do you understand? Honor and respect. That's why bad girls understand this. When a man is being disrespected in his house, the quickest way to get them is to act like they are slave. That's what they do to them. Do you understand? There's something happened recently, and somebody was telling me, can you imagine, this guy bought a car of how many million, tens of millions for this babe, and she's just acting like he's her everything, acting like that, and extramarital affair. Do you understand? And then it was clear he was having, there was honor and respect issues from his wife, and we had even talked, it was something we knew. Do you understand? So he said, this person is just acting like all his life. Of course, he's foolish for reasoning like that. You don't excuse a man acting that way. But I'm just telling you, is that serious? When you dishonor a man, your beauty disappears. When you disrespect a man, you are no more beautiful. You are no more. You can't see your makeup. He can't see your new hairstyle. He can't see your new dress. Do you understand? He can't see your new dress. He can't see it. Honor opens his eyes. You are beautiful. Do you understand? I'm telling you a secret now. The biggest need of a man is not sex. They lie to you. The biggest need of a man is honor and respect. He can get sex from a prostitute. If that's the biggest, it's not sex. Do you understand? It's honor and respect. Value for his vision. Glory to God. Have you been blessed? Put your hands together for the Lord.
Just listen to Pastor Erasmus Amewell, the Senior Pastor of the Embassy of Heaven. For more messages and information, log on to our website, www.theembassyofheaven.org. Stay blessed.